matanah nas nachzi shema matanah. We have the favorites that Rebbe holds matanah nas nachzi really is a good matanah. The Amar Rava heilach esuk zehamanashet hazirelin mitalo ve'avziru yotzadim lav lo yotzad. A famous halach of Rava that a yom tefishin shal sukkos we know lekatem lechem by yom arishon. The lulav and esek has to belong to the individual. It has to be lachem. And Rava says that if Reuven tells Shimon, "Heilach esek zehamanashet hazirelu," you take the esek b'matanah manas lahachzir. Take it as a matanah, but you have to give it back to me. So then, if he doesn't give it back to him, turns out that it was a gezel, right? But Mafreya, it's a gezel, says Rashi, so he's not yotzei. But if he does give it back, then he is yotzei. Sounds like matana manas lahachzir is a good matana, because it has to be called lachem. So what's Rav is saying here? He splits the psak. He himself says matana manas lahachzir is a matana, and yet in this statement that we have, he splits between mecha pidin haben kedushin and truma. What's going on over here? So Ravashi, I think maybe it's wrong. Maybe we shouldn't say what Rava claimed. I think really the din should be that really Matana Manas Lahazir works by everything, not only by Truma but by Mecher and Pidin Aben as well. The only place it doesn't work is by Isha. L'fishein Isha Niknes B'Chalipin. What does Matana Manas Lahazir have to do with Chalipin? So we'll have to talk about that. That's a whole part in the sugya by itself. But just Rashi to give pshat. Vada bekulu amarava dekona lebame isha. The lashon of Rashi sounds like Rav Ashi is not arguing against Rava; he's interpreting Rava. Look at the lashon of Rashi. That certainly Rava meant to say that matana manas lahasir works by everything except the isha. Why? What's the difference to the isha? Why is isha different than everything else? The Haile Chalifin Domi Kikinyin Besuda the Ainu Ala Ochiz Ba Umachziro. Matana Manas Lahachzir is like Chalifin, because you're only Ochiz Ba Umachziro, you're holding on to it, then giving it back. It's like Chalifin. So if Chalifin doesn't work by Isha, Matana Manas Lahachzir is not going to work by Isha either. So really, Matana Manas Lahachzir works everywhere. Mecha, Pidin, Aben, Truma, Me'ikra Din, Midra Abon, and you shouldn't do it. But by Isha, if Isha ain't Isha, and it's by Chalifin, Matana Manas Lahachzir is not going to work. So Rav Huna turned to Rav Ashi and he said, "No, Taka, what you say is right. That really was the nusach that we heard from Rava. We made a mistake. It's not really the original nusach, but really Rava says exactly what you hold. Matana manas lahachzir really works by everything, except the isha. By truma, it's also to do. But that's the maskon of the Gemara. The question is, what exactly was the sofik?" And the Gemara says, what is Rava holding? He holds matana manas lahachzir. Shema matana, does he hold it's not a matana? We don't understand. Rava seems to be splitting between mecher, pidin haben, and kiddushin on the one hand, and shuma in the first version of Rava. So what exactly is that suffix? Why should I say matana manas lahachzir is a matana? It's not a matana. Chor, you're giving something, you're giving a haknah gemura to the other individuals. Why should I say it's not a matana? What kind of a strange idea is this? If someone is makna ala tanai, let's say I give something to Shimon, right? Reuven gives something to Shimon ala tanai that he does something, right? Let's say a person is mekadesh anisha, harei mekadeshes liamanasha titni li masayim zus, harei megureshes mimeni amanasha titni li masayim zus. This sada should be sold to you on condition that you do X, Y, and Z for me, that you serve me tonight, right? So. Is that not a matana gemura? It is a matana. It's a matana ala tanai. So if you fulfilled it tonight, then the matana is a matana gemura. L'chor, matana manas lahachzir is a matana ala tanai. So why would Rava say that it's not a matana? Gemara has this havamina that Rava holds it's not a good matana. Is it a matana? Is it not a matana? L'chor, it's a matana ala tanai. A kinyan ala tanai is a hakna gemura. So why would Rava say matana manas lahachzir lo shema matana? But to answer that kasha, we have to understand the nature of this halacha. What's the din of matana manas lahachzir? What's the gedder of the matana? So comes the Ritva, he's magdir what a matana manas lahachzir really is. The end of a very long Dibur Maslan in the Ritva. Miu matana manas lahachzir hakno gemurahi umamon shalo. Kshemachzir alo hakno gemura boy kishar haknoz da'alma. Ritva says a matana manas lahachzir is a hakno gemura. Ala tanai sheyachzir. What does that mean that there's a tanai sheyachzir? It means he's giving it to him the haknah gemura, a kinyan gomor, with the tenai that he does a hakno gemura b'chazara. The mekabel has to do a hakno gemura b'chazara because he's getting a matono gemura. It's shelo legamri zok the ritva. Shelo legamri. Why does the ritva feel compelled to say it's shelo legamri? It's l'chora because of esrig, right? Rava says helach esrig zamanashatav zireli. Semech zero yotza. If matana manasla hatza works by esrig, even though it has to be lachem, has to be shalom. So the Ritva says, if we say matana manasla hatza is not a hakno gemura, then it's not shalom. So how does it work by esrig? He says itaka is a hakno gemura. The tnai of al manasla hatza is that the mekabel has to give it back the hakno gemura. He gets it b'hakno gemura, but there's a tenai of hachzara that he has to return it b'hakno gemura as well after he gets it. That's how the Ritva understood matana manas lahatz. The Ktzos points out that the Rosh in Sukkah also learned matana manas lahatz in this way. It's a world famous Ktzos. I don't know if it's the top 10 or the top 5, but it's pretty famous. Quotes the Rosh. I just gave you the Ktos to see. You could look at the Rosh inside in Sukkah, but he quotes it verbatim. The Rosh says by Esrig, the Tzarek sheyidneilo b'matana gemura. This is the Ktos in Sefer Reish Memalef Sim Katan Dalet. Tzarek sheyidneilo b'matana gemura menashe yachzir. V'chashayotze bo tzarek lachzir v'litnolo b'matana b'shas chazor. The Rosh echoes the Ritva sentiment that if you give the Esrig matana menas lachzir, you give it him b'akno gemura. Then the Makabel has to be Makta b'chazora, b'matana gemura. Avol omer lo yehe b'matana ad shetetze bo, but if he says, I'm giving it to you as a kinyan l'zman, not a hakno gemura, not a hakno gemura with a tenai of hachzora. Tenai sheyachzir. Hakno gemura. If he gives it to him, not like that, but rather, a temporary kinyan. He says you have it only until a certain amount of time, and then it automatically. It's an automatic chazara. It's not that the chazara is dependent on the hakno of the mekabel. You have to be makd of the chazara. No. If he gives it to him, avol im amar lo yehi matana chetetzi bo v'aragach yeshuli kibetchila lo yotze bo. The Havik Moshal is up the Rosh. If you give it to him as a kinyan lizman, that's not a kinyan avuf. It can't be yotze bo. It can't be yotze the mitzvah on Yom Tov Rishon Shalchag. Because you don't have a kinyan aguf in the esrog, it's not shalom. It's doch shol. That's the same thing as borrowing it. Interesting idea. He's giving it to him as a kinyan aguf, but kinyan aguf lizman, says the Ktos, is no better than shol. You're giving it to him as a temporary kinyan. It could be a kinyan aguf and Hank Bismorgan, but that's really shol. You're really only giving to him the usage of the item. It's like a kinyan peris. You can call it a kinyan aguf lizman, but it's basically a kinyan peris. It's just shayla. That you can't, you're not going to be yotzei the mitzvah of dalaminim on Yom Tov Rishon, says the Rosh. So he says, matana manas ba'achzir must be a hakno gemura lo'olam with a tenai of hachzara, that the mekabel has to be makne b'chazara. Not that it automatically goes back, but the mekabel has to be makne b'chazara. Because if you would say that it automatically goes back, that's no better than shol, and if it's shol, then you can't be yotzei on Yom Tov Rishon. It's the same as the Ritva. But the Rosh brings a raya. He says, "V'teidem ida amalek haman lo likni inish lulva liyanuka biyamatava." The Losh of the Gemara is actually Hoshana liyanuka. The Dalaminim, one of the Dalaminim. Don't be marked the Dalaminim to a yanuka to someone below bar mitzvah biyamatava on Yom Tov Rishon. The yanuka miknakani aknuye lo makni, because the halacha is minat Torah. Someone below bar mitzvah katan is able to be kone. Discussion unto itself. How does he get a kinyan daraisa? The pashup shad is das acheres makna. So if a gadol is being makna to the katan min haTorah, he gets it, but he can't be makna bechazara. He doesn't have the das to be makna back. So katan aknuye makni, but mikni lo koni. right? Mikni kani, and shoulder. Mikni kani, aknuye lo makni. He can't be makna b'chazara, but he can be kona. So minatori he acquires it, but he can't give it back to the gadol. So if the gadol has not been yotze, he's chiyav already, and he won't be able to be yotze later. So the Gemara says, first you be yotze the mitzvah, then you can be makna to the katan. Not on the yomtiv rishon and chutzlaret, because there's a shiloh where you need lachem and yomtiv sheni and chutzlaret. So this is talking if there's only one day yomtiv. So one day yomtiv, once you've been yotze the chiyav and chalamoid, you don't need lachem, so then you can be makna to the katan. But if not, if you're going to be makna to the katan first, then you're not going to be yotze on yomtiv rishon. So the Rosh says, what do you see from that gemara? You see, matana manas lahavzir must be a hakna of gemura, because if it automatically goes back to the gadol, what's the problem? The gadol can be makna to the katan. The katan min haTorah will acquire it, and then automatically it goes back to the gadol. We don't need a hakna on the part of the katan, the chazara. We don't need a hakna, the chazara, from the katan to the gadol. So what's the problem? The gadol will be makna to the katan, and then automatically it'll go back to the gadol, and it'll be shalom. He'll be able to be yotzei. Must be matana manas lahavzir means that it's hakna of gemura la'olam with a tnai of hachzara, that the makabel has to be makna b'chazara to the nosein. But the katan min haTorah doesn't have the ability to be makna back to the nosein, and that's why Gemara cautions that the person shouldn't be makna matana manas lahavzir. The person shouldn't be makna the lulav and esir to the katan before he's been yotze, because he's not going to be able to get it back, because min haTorah the katan can't be makna in return. Okay, this is the Rosh and the Ritva. They both learn matana manas lahachzir is a hakno gemura with a tnai of hachzara, that the makabel has to be makna b'chazara with hakno gemura. It doesn't automatically go back to the nosein. Question.
The Ritva and Rosh hold that matana manas lahachzir only becomes kone once he retracted. It sounds like it's amanas lahachzir. So that only would work if it's returned. So is it like retroactively that it becomes a matana, which wouldn't that be an issue?
No, it's a matana now. It will be gezel l'mafreya if he doesn't give it back. It'll turn out l'mafreya he never got it. But we assume that he gets it now. So he'll be yotze now, and as long as he gives it back, it turns out from the beginning that he did everything properly.
And if he didn't return it, never becomes undone. The matana becomes undone.
L'mafreya, it'll turn out to be gezel, as Rashi says, and then he can't be yotze. Then it's definitely not shalom, right? So comes the Ketzos HaChoshen and says, Lule divrei harosh, the haritva, and he quotes the ritva too, after the rush. He's got the ritva in Kedushin. Right? He quotes the lashon of the ritva, but he says, Lule divreiem, I would have said maybe matana manas lahachzir is different. It's kemashmo, it's a kinyan lizman. Second pshat. So it says maybe matana manas lahachzir is only a kinyan lizman, and it automatically goes back to the nosing. He says, and I'll bring you a raya, right? We can say matana manas lahachzir is only a kinyan lizman. You still can be yotze on yom tov rishon. It's not shol. The Rosh and the Ritva say that if matana manas lahachzir is a kinyan lizman, then that's like shol. It's like she'ela. You can't be yotze the mitzvah of lulav and esrog on yom tov rishon. Says the Ketzos, I don't think it's shol. Kinyan lizman luchud and she'ela luchud. It's not the same. You're borrowing it. You're getting a kinyan haguf lizman. A kinyan haguf lizman means it's yours. Even though automatically it goes back to the nosa, it doesn't matter. It's still yours lizman, and it's shalom. You can be yotze the mitzvah of dalad minim. He says, and I'll bring you a raya from a gemara in Bava Basra. This is where it gets a little complicated. Right? What is the gemara in Bava Basra saying? The gemara quotes the machlok as Rebbe and Rashbag. The Brisa in Bava Basra and Kuf Lamed Zayin Rav. L'chosei l'cha, v'acharecha l'ploni. Let's say Reuven tells Shimon, I give all my nechosim to you, and after you, it goes to Levi. V'yorad Rishon u'mochar v'ochal. Let's say the Rishon goes down to the nechosim, and he sells the nechosim, well, he eats up the nechosim, uses it up. So does the Sheni have any recourse? It's supposed to go to the Sheni. Reuven gives to Shimon, he says, whatever, right, after you, Levi should get it. So the question is, let's say there's nothing left for Levi. Does Levi have recourse from the Lekuches? Does he have recourse from Rishon? Well, no, he doesn't have recourse because he only gets what's left over. So Zot Rebbe, Hasheni Motzi Miyad Lekuches, Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says that Taka the Sheni has recourse. Acharecha L'ploni means that he has a right to it, that Levi has a right to get the Nechasim. So the first one can't use it up. He's allowed to use it, but he can't use it up. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel omer ein l'sheni elam ha-shashir rishon. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, no, the sheni only has what the first one leaves over. So if macha v'ocha, then the sheni taka gets nothing. That's the machlokas tanon. So the Gemara later on says the following statement. Dorash Reb Nachman bar Reb Chista esrog zeh nosin l'chav matana v'acharecha l'ploni. What's the din by esrog? Let's say Ruve tells Shimon, this esrog is given to you matana, and afterwards Levi gets it. The Tola Rishon v'yotza bo bonal machok is Rebbe v'rashbag. So the Gemara is saying that whether the first one can be yotzi or not is the machok is Rebbe Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. That's how the Gemara begins its discussion. But then the Gemara rejects that, and it says a little bit differently. It says, Avada, if Reuven says to Shimon, Esu Zer Nasiv Matana, Ve'acharecha Leploni, Avada, Shimon can be Yotze. That's Avada true. Mefik Hud Lo Nafik, Mefik Lo Nafik Bey, Imefik Lo Nafik Bey, Lemayi, Yahave Niele, if he can't be Yotze, so what's he giving him the Esu? For obviously he's giving it to him so that he can be Yotze. There's no question that the middleman can be Yotze. Even though he did say Acharecha Leploni, he said after you, someone else gets it, he's still giving it to him as a Kenyan Aguv. He can certainly be Yotze the mitzvah of Dalaminim. Machro Achla, Banu Machokas, Rebbe Vrashbad. The Shaila is if the middleman used it up, if he sold it or he ate it, so then does the Sheni have recourse? Reb Shimon ben Gamliel would say he doesn't have recourse, and that's how we paskin that ain l'Sheni l'mashe shir rishon. That's the only shayla. Havada, if the person says esrog zeh nosin l'chav matana v'acharecha l'ploni, avada he can be yotze with it. It's a kinyan aguf, right? It's a kinyan aguf. So he certainly can be owed to the mitzvah. The question is, if he uses it up, does the next individual have any recourse? That's the machlokas tanoim. Right? In such a situation where you say, you get the matana, and then after you, the next person is going to get the matana. So do we say that ain l'sheni l'mashe shir rishon, or do we say no? That he does have a recourse, that if the middleman, if the first mekabel matana uses it up, then the second person can say, that's not fair, I'm supposed to get it after you. You can't use it up. You can use it, but you can't use it up. What do you see from this Gemara? You see from the Gemara that if a nosen gives a matana lizman, if he gives a kinyan lizman to that first person, why do you say that it's a kinyan lizman? He gets the usage for it, but someone else is going to get it after him. It's not like it's given to him forever. It has to be given over to someone afterwards. So you see, in such a case, he definitely has a kinyan aguf. If he can be yoshe the mitzvah dalad minim, it says the toast, don't you see that a kinyan lizman is really a kinyan aguf? It's not a she'ela. So if acharecha l'ploni is viewed as a kinyan haguf, and it can be owed to the mitzvah dalad minim, acharecha le'atzmi, if he gives it to matana manas lahatzmi, that's like acharecha le'atzmi, I want you to give it back to me, I'm that next mekabel matana, that also should be viewed as a kinyan haguf for the first person. It's a kinyan lizman, it's got to go back to the nosein, it's got to go to someone else after him, but temporarily, while he still has it, that's called a kinyan aguf. He should be able to be yotzei the mitzvah dalad minim. It's not shoals of the ktsais. You see from the Gemara in Bava Basra, a complicated sugya, that you see that if a person gets a temporary kinyan can be a kinyan aguf as well. It's a kinyan aguf lizman, so even though it has to go to someone else. But so what? That's a kinyan aguf lizman. So he can be yotzei the mitzvah dalad minim when he has that kinyan, even though Itaka has to go somewhere else. Acharecha le'atzmi is lo gara from acharecha le'ploni. For acharecha le'ploni, we say that the first person is a kinyan aguf, and he can be yotze the mitzvah dalad minim. Acharecha le'atzmi, if he gives it matana manas la'achzir, also the person, when he gets it, he has a full kinyan, and he can be yotze the mitzvah dalad minim, even though it's a kinyan lizman, even though it automatically goes back after his usage. So what? That's a kinyan aguf too. So it says the Ktzos, why is it necessary? But if that's the case, if we say matana manas lahatzmi is a kinyan lizman, so why do we need a tanai? You're telling the mekabel matana that you have it for a certain amount of time. That's it. A certain amount of time, then what? Then it automatically goes back to me. So why do you need the tanai? Hey, lechesuk zeh al menashe tachzireli. What do you need the tanai for? It goes back automatically to the nosim. What's the problem? Says the tzos. No, the point of the Tanai is not because there was a hakno gemura to the makabel matana. Now he has to be makne b'chazar. No, it automatically goes back. Why do I need that Tanai? To ensure that the first makabel matana is not going to use it up. Because we paskin like Hum, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, that machra o ochla ein l'sheni l'masha shir rishon. If the first guy would eat the esrog, so then the nosin is not going to get anything b'chazara. The first person has a kinyan haguf, even though it's lizman, technically speaking it's a kinyan haguf lizman, he has to give it back, but he only has to give back what's left over. If he ate it up, then he wouldn't have to give anything back. The tnai of Amanasha Tachzirelu ensures that he can't eat it up. He has to give it back to the nosin. That's the purpose of the tnai. But really, me'ikir adin, it's only a kinyan lizman, says the ktos. Don't say matana manas ta'afzir is a hakno gemura with a tnai of hachzara behakno gemura. No, it's a kinyan lizman, it's a temporary kinyan, and it automatically goes back to the nosin after the person has finished using it. The tnai just ensures that the makabel matana can't use it up. He has to leave it in order to, right? He has to not use it up so that he'll be able to give it back. So that it will be able to automatically return to the nosin. So that it will be able to automatically return to the nosin. This is the ktos. Lule, divrei, harash, he says, if not for the rash, if not for the ritva, I would have said that the din of matana manas ma'atzir is not a hakno gemura with a chazara b'hakno gemura, but rather it's a kenyan lezman and it automatically goes back. What's the problem with the ktos's pshat? Remaining question. How's the ktos going to explain the gemara in sukkah? Marin Sukkah says, don't be makne yelulav and esrog to katan on Yom Tov Rishon Shachag. Why? Min HaTorah, he can be kone with das acheres makne, because the gadol is makne to him min HaTorah, but he can't be makne back. According to the Ktos, if it automatically goes back to the nosim, we don't need a hakno from the katan to the gadol. So what's the problem? It can be makne matanam and asmaharz, yeah? And automatically it'll go back to the gadol. What's the problem? According to the Rosh, it's great. You need a hakno b'chazar, but according to the Ktos, it automatically goes back. So what's the problem? The Tzo says, in a chanami, the Gemara is talking about if you mark it to the cotton, stop. If you give it matana manas ha'atzer, in a chanami, you can do that to the cotton. You give it matana manas ha'atzer, let the cotton be osei first, and then automatically it goes back to the gadol, and there's paka, no problem. It'll be the gadol's. Because automatically it goes back to the nosei. But if you makna the lulav and esrog stam to the cotton, not matana manas ha'atzer, then you need a hakna the chazara. That's going to be the problem. Gemara is saying, if you mark the stam, but in a chanami, if you mark the matana manas ma'azir, then taki, you won't have a problem at all. Then it'll go back automatically to the nosin, and he'll be able to be yotze. It'll be shallow once again. This is the ktos. A different approach in the sukkah. So he says, I didn't argue with the Rosh and the Ritva. It's ish poshet. And he is the ktos achoshet. But now, he didn't look at himself as the ktos. You know, he had a little anova, right? He says, I think this is the pshat, but you know, I don't see this in the Rishonim. So then he says at the end of the piece, he turned the page to page 2, he says, I found in Tshuva Sarosh, he quotes from Avigdor Kohen Tzedek, one of the Rishonim, Taka learns this pshat in the Gemara. Avigdor Kohen Tzedek wanted to say, Matana Manas Ma'ach, there is a kinyan lizman. It's a kinyan lizman. And Taka automatically goes back. It automatically goes back. And that's why a person can give his esrog, his lulav and esrog, matana manas ma'atzer, and yom tov rishon, it'll automatically go back. It says the ktos, you have to explain that the gemar and sukkah with cotton is assuming that you're makne stam. So then, it'll be a problem because you need a hakna gemura b'chazara, but if you give it matana manas ma'atzer, then you don't need a hakna gemura b'chazara. And taka, that will work. That's not going to be a problem if you give it to the cotton before you are yotze. Because automatically it'll go back to the gadol and he'll be able, and it'll be shalom and he'll be able to be yotze. Okay, this is the ktos. So based on this machlokas, now we can pedal back to the sugya. How does that help us understand the shak of the tayin? Now we have a gemara that presenting Rava is saying that first he thought matana manas lahachzir lo shema matana for most things except for truma, right? The ikar adin by truma matana manas lahachzir shema matana, but midrabanan it's also to do. By everything else, he thought Matan Manas Nachzer is Loshon Matana. The Gemara asks, well, what's Rava holding? Does he hold Matan Manas Nachzer? Is it Matana, not a Matana? What is the suffix of the Gemara? So according to the Ktzos, that Matan Manas Nachzer is a Kenyan Lizman, Lachora, what you could say is the suffix of the Gemara is the Gemara didn't know whether a Kenyan Lizman really is a Kenyan Agurf. Is that a Matana Gemura Lizman? Right? Is it Matana Gemura Lizman? Or do you say that Kenyan Lizman is just like Shaul? It's just like Sheila. That could be what the Gemara itself was grappling with. Maskon of the Gemara is that Verinochanami, Matana Manas Lahazir, is a Kenyan Lizman. It's a Kenyan Haguf Lizman. It's a Matana Gemura Lizman. It's not like Sheila. That don't think Kenyan Lizman is just like Shaul. No, Matana Manas Lahazir, Kenyan Lizman. Is a Kenyan Gomer, but Efshim and Kenzovin, that was the suffix of the Gemara. Whether we should say everyone was learning Matana Manas Lahazir is a Kenyan Lizman. The question is a Kenyan Lizman considered a Matana Gemura? Is that called a Kenyan Aguf? Or is it just Shoal? It's not really a Matana. It's just Shoal, so that's not going to work by Pidgin Aben. It's not going to work by Mecher. You know, you need a Kenyan Kesef, you got to give the Kenyan Kesef. You got to give the Kesef. You can't just lend out the Kesef. It's not a Kenyan Kesef if you lend out the Kesef. So maybe that was the suffix. According to the Ktzos, you could say the suffix of the Gemara was, is a Kenyan Lizman considered a Kenyan Aguf? Lizman, but it's a Kenyan Aguf. It's like you're giving him something. Was it? You're not really giving him something. He's just borrowing. It's viewed as a shame. The skon of the Gemara Taka is, Matana Manas Lazer, Shema Matana, by most things, except for Isha. And maybe even by Isha, the Ikar Adin, it should work, it's just Midrabana, we'll see, but really Matana Manas Nachzer is a Matana. It's a Kenyan Lizman, but a Kenyan Lizman, and Askana the Gemara is a Kenyan Lizman, is really a Kenyan Agof. So it's viewed as a Hakna Gemura Lizman, but it's a Hakna Gemura. It automatically goes back to the no saying after the time, but it's a Hakna Gemura, and because it's a Hakna Gemura, it's going to work. Even where you need a Pira Nachov, and you need a Kenyan Kesef, it's still going to work. That's how we can understand the suffix of the Gemara, according to the Ktzos. According to the Rosh and the Ritva, we can shift it just one level. The Rosh and the Ritva will say that everyone holds that Kenyan Lizman is like Shaul. Because again, the Rosh and the Ritva are against the Ktzos HaChoshim. So I think the coin said it. They're against the Ktzos. They assume Kenyan Lizman is not called a Kenyan. A temporary Kenyan, that's just a Kenyan Paris. That's just usage. That's She'ela. You're borrowing. You don't really have Bailus over it. It's not a Kenyan Aguf. Everyone really holds Kenyan Lizman is just like Sheil, it's not a Kenyan Aguf. What's the suffix in the Gemara? Suffix in the Gemara is, what's a Matana Manas Lahachzir? Is a Matana Manas Lahachzir just a Kenyan Lizman? If it's just a Kenyan Lizman, that's just Sheol. Or is a Matana Manas Lahachzir a Kenyan Gomor with a Tanai that you do a Hakna Gemura to return it? That's the suffix in the Gemara. According to the Ktzos, the suffix in the everyone's learning Matana Manas Lahachzir is a Kenyan Lizman. The question is, what is a Kenyan Lizman? Is it a Kenyan Aguf Lizman, or is it just like She'ela? That's the suffix of the Gemara according to the Ktzos. According to the Rosh and the Ritva, everyone holds that a Kenyan Lizman is not a Kenyan Aguf, it's just a She'ela. She'ela is a Matana Manas Lahachzir just a Kenyan Lizman? And in that case, it's not going to work by any of these cases, in any of these situations. Because you're not going to have a Kenyan Gomer. It's just She'ela. Do we say, no, Matana Manas Lahachzir really is a Kenyan Gomer with a Tanaya V'Hakna B'Chazara. That's the She'ela in the Gemara. So we're grappling with the very issues that the Rishonim and the Ktzos were grappling with. Right? What's the nature of Kenyan Lizman? Is it She'ela or is it a Kenyan Aguf? What's the din of Matana Manas Lahachzir? What's the nature of the Halacha? Do we say Matana Manas Lahachzir is only a Kenyan Lizman? Or do we say it's stronger than that? It could be that's mamish, the suffix in the Gemara. Depending on what your maskana is. According to the Ktzos, that the maskana is Matana Manas Lahachzir is a Kenyan Lizman. So then you could say that the suffix in the Gemara was maybe Kenyan Lizman doesn't work. Maybe that's just Shaul. According to the Rosh and the Ritva, that Avada Kenyan Lizman is definitely Shaul. So then you have to shift it a little bit. Say that the suffix was whether Matana Manas Lahachzir is only Kenyan Lizman, then it wouldn't work for all these situations. Well, you say it's more than that, it's actually a Hakna Gemura with a Tanai that he be Makna B'Chazal. Tosfos here has an interesting kasha which might relate to this issue as well. Tosfos quotes the story from the Gemara Bava Metzia. Right? Rava says, Halach Esrog Zam Nashat HaZveili, So a mechziro yotzav im lav lo yotzav. So frek taisvis in the rascal of im the hadam rabim sechasuka esrug hayalolu rabbi gamliel unatolo rabbi yoshua yotzav onasano rabbi akiva yotzav rabbi gamliel rabbi yoshua rabbi akiva were all in a ship. Famous story. Rabbi gamliel was a nasi, so he was very wealthy. He had an esrug. So he was yotze with his esrug. He gave it to Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua was yotze, and Rabbi Yeshua gave it to Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva was yotze. The hechsel to Rabbi Gamliel, and then Rabbi Akiva gave back to Rabbi Gamliel. So v'daikina minam matanam anas la'achzir shema matanam. Rabbi Gamliel gave it to Rabbi Yeshua matanam anas la'achzir. So when the diet that you see matanam anas la'achzir works, avav bishur Rabbi Yeshua lo hechziro l'Rabbi Gamliel. Even though Rabbi Yeshua didn't give it back to Rabbi Gamliel, he gave it to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva gave it back to Rabbi Gamliel. So how does this show matanam anas la'achzir works? I mean, how can it work? Rabbi Yeshua didn't give it back to Rabbi Gamliel, so he didn't fulfill the zchiyah. The only way matanam anas la'achzir works by lulav and esrog is if he gives it back. Rabbi Yeshua didn't give it back to Rabbi Gamliel; he first gave it to Rabbi Akiva. Only Rabbi Akiva gave it back to Rabbi Gamliel. So how does it work? Daito she Rabbi Gamliel hoyo lekach shloya choshe shel shiyachzir liyado af sheyetzichulah. Rabbi Gamliel's das metchila was not that Rabbi Yeshua has to give it back to him. He just wanted to get his esrog back in the end. So as long as Rabbi Akiva gave it back to him, then the tanai was fulfilled. So Rabbi Yeshua was able to be yotzei because the tanai was not that Rabbi Yeshua has to give it back to Rabbi Gamliel, but rather Rabbi Gamliel should get the esrog back in the end. That's how Tosfos looks. Back to Avner Meluim. If Yol Matana Manas Lahachzir is only a temporary matana. Matana Lizman, Kinyan Lizman, with an automatic Chazara. What's the Shaila of Tosfos? How could Rabbi Yeshua be Yotze? He didn't give it back to Rabbi Gamliel. Doesn't it automatically go back to Rabbi Gamliel? He didn't give it back to Rabbi Gamliel. He doesn't have to give it back. It automatically goes back. It belongs to Rabbi Gamliel after Rabbi Yeshua was Yotze as Chiv. Tosfos really should have asked, how could Rabbi Akiva be Yotze? He never got it from Matana originally. Rabbi Gamliel gave it to Rabbi Yeshua. Automatically, after Rabbi Yeshua uses it, it goes back to Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Akiva didn't get it from Rabbi Gamliel, so Tosfos should have asked, how could Rabbi Akiva be Yotze as Chiyuv? But the Shaila shouldn't be, how could Rabbi Yeshua be Yotze if he didn't give it back to Rabbi Gamliel? It automatically goes back to Rabbi Gamliel after Rabbi Yeshua uses it. Zokta Avni Meluim, you see from Tosfos that how were they assuming? How is Tosfos assuming? Like whom? Is he assuming like the Rosh and the Ritva, or like the Ktzos HaChoshen? Like the Rosh and the Ritva, obviously. He's assuming that Matanam Anas La'achzir doesn't automatically go back to the Nosim. You need a Hakna B'Chazara. That's what Tosfos asked. Rabbi Yeshua wasn't Makna back to Rabbi Gamliel. He gave it to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was the one who gave it back to Rabbi Gamliel. Well, that's a problem. Rabbi Yeshua wasn't Makna back to Rabbi Gamliel, so that he didn't fulfill his Tanai. The Tanai is he has to be Makna b'chazar. If he didn't fulfill his Tanai, then the whole Akna is Batel. So how could it be Yotzei? Gezel Amafreya. So to that, Tosfos answers, no. Rabbi Gamliel Metchila had das that he should be able to give it to Rabbi Akiva. So that's okay. He fulfilled the Tanai as long as Rabbi Gamliel got it back in the end. But you see from Tosfos' Kasha that he was learning more like the Ritva and the Rosh, and not like the Tzos. Ellie?
No one can say this practically, how does the automatic Chazara work? If I let this in for 30 days, I can go back and just take it from the property? At the end of the day, the guy didn't give it back.
The tonight that he has to give it back is that he can't use it up. But if I really want to take it from his property, I can. It's mine. Yeah. You know, if a person, he takes a little of an esrog, and then he forgets that he puts it down on the table, you know, and he walks away, I could just take it back. Because it's understood that I get it after his usage. So I really could take it back. It's not called gezel. He doesn't have rights to determine when I'm going to get it back. It automatically goes back to me according to the Tzos. Akiva?
Yeah, and even with the Ritva and the Rush, isn't it, can you still also ask, how does Rabbi Akiva get it? Isn't it was officially Gufa Kana by Yeshua.
You could ask that, but the point is, we don't understand Tosfos' Kasha according to the Ktzos. According to the Rosh and the Ritva, we understand Tosfos' Kasha. Tosfos could have asked another Kasha too. But we can only understand Tosfos' Kasha according to the Rosh and the Ritva.
Is there a tzad to say that Rabbi Gamliel had the das also to say to be the Shalia for Rabbi Akiva?
What do you mean to be the Shalia?
As in, if Rabbi Gamliel appointed maybe Yeshua to give it to him if he told him before.
But it doesn't sound from the Gemara that he did. It doesn't sound like he appointed him to give it to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yeshua did it of his own volition. It's just we say, even though Rabbi Gamliel didn't stipulate that he should do that, it's understood. It was understood that he wanted that to happen. Okay, we'll stop here with the Gemara. Just talk a little bit halacha.